Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Jeezy, I don't know if this is your first time hearing this as well, but this is a perfect dedication to a father to his new baby girl. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like how he did that. It is my first time hearing it. I was in class all day today, and I kept seeing it. When I got home, I forgot, so I'm really glad you played it. But I think it's awesome what Jay-Z did for his daughter. I mean, who else has really done that for their daughter right now?
Yeah, it was right on time, you know, the way he released it and everything, and towards the end, I don't know, I know we were pretty much chimed in towards the end, but they had some recorded audio of his little girl, so definitely, it sent chills through my whole entire body. It was definitely a one of the best dedications I've heard in a long time to someone's child. Definitely a good look, and many blessings to both of them. I know they shut down the hospital, and people are like, you know, some of the new families that welcome new babies in as well, they're talking about suing the hospital and all this other stuff. And I mean, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they had to protect their child. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people wanted to take pictures, and I know there's a picture floating around there somewhere. I don't know if that's really them or not, but, you know, hey, I don't know. If I had the money and I knew I had this many people that were waiting for my wife to have a child, and, you know, people wanted to take pictures and, you know, take pictures of, you know, my wife and her in pain, and, you know, nobody wants that type of thing to happen. So I don't see a problem with him renting out that whole floor or whatever else. You know, rules are rules. They pay for it. So, you know, I don't know how many people would, you know, pretty much do that if they had that kind of money. Call in if you disagree with them, you know, renting out that whole floor, and then also the hospital staff and security being beefed up. If you disagree with it, call in 760-913-4119. The other good thing
like
is,
that,
I want to, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but, you know, you're right. Somebody with that high of a profile, they have to rent it out. There's too many crazy-ass people out there, like, they try to take shit further than taking pictures, you know. There's just some sick people out there, and you don't know what somebody's willing to try. Like, they
right.
really do have to protect their family, and you got to give them credit for being it. I feel like that it's not a bad thing what they did. It's more of a responsible thing what they did.
Right. Yeah, and I know this little girl is going to be so spoiled. The name fits. I think the name is so adorable. I also want to encourage people to be more creative with baby names, because I'm really tired of hearing really dumb baby names. And then also, I don't know if parents really think about if their child, you know, first grade, when you're starting to learn how to write and stuff, and people give their kids these crazy names that it's so hard for them to damn spell or pronounce on their own. So please, people, please try to give your babies names. Make them a little bit easier, but please try to be a little bit more creative. And also, give your child a name that they won't be judged when they put in a damn job application. Oh, man, I can't stand that, yo.
We're trying to throw it in during the SATs.
Yeah, man, like, come on.
Try to bubble all that in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
like, damn, how the hell am I supposed to fit all this?
Yeah, hey, right. Like, how am I supposed to fit all this? Man, look, if I had a jacked up first name, I definitely, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like now, knowing how detrimental it is to have a really good name, especially when you're going for a job interview and stuff, you know, people do get judged. You're not supposed to, but, you know, at the same time, I would hope that some people are changing their names. You know what? If you're listening in and you are one of those people that changed their name when you got old enough to do it, call in 760-913-4119. I really would love to hear someone that changed their name. And I'm going to post this on Global 14 as well, because I know there's someone out there that probably changed their name as they got older because it was just really ridiculous. You know, parents are high or something, who knows, all crack high. Drugged up, I don't know, sorry, but, you know, sometimes that's just what it is. Oh, man. Anyway, I also want to welcome the many new members on global14.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're listening in right now, as you can tell, we always have a lot of fun and good conversation on global14.com. Don't forget to check out the Global 14 store as well. And stay tuned. I think there's a whole lot of stuff that's coming up this year. This is the second week of January, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of great things that are going on Global 14. And definitely stay tuned to Global 14 Radio, because we got some great things planned for you this year. And speaking of great things, we have a new healthy living show. We have a new host, Lisa Love. Her show will be called Live, Love, Eat. You guys, I'm so excited about this show because this is something that we need. I know that a lot of people joined the challenge with me last month, and we're continuing the challenge, the vegan and vegetarian challenge. So definitely make sure that you stay tuned for this show. It will be every Tuesday now. So here is the lineup for Global 14 Radio. Monday, with me, Ryan, and Renita on Real Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, Tuesday, Live, Love, Eat with Lisa Love. That is the new Healthy Living Show. Like I said, this is something that you don't want to miss. This show is a great addition, not only to Global 14 Radio, but to Global 14 as well. Wednesday, The Cut with Golden Fleece, Onyx, and Brightwood. Great show on music, everything on the industry. We're talking about licensing, like, they really get into a lot of stuff, a lot of great interviews as well. Thursday, we have Cupid's Lounge. That's another great show. Stay tuned for that. Friday, Sex Talk with Chocolate Tiger. You guys, if you want to know anything about sex, and if you haven't joined the number one group on Global14.com, which is the Sex Talk group, you need to go ahead and jump in there. A lot goes down in there. All times of day, early in the morning to late at night. I mean, something is always going on in that group, so definitely check that out. We have some other shows that are coming up soon, so stay tuned for that as well. You know, we're going to continue to grow and continue to give you guys your own content. This is Global 14 Radio, which means that everything and anything that is Global 14 is what Global 14 Radio is all about. All right? Well, what I'm going to do right now is hand this over to my boy, Jeezy. And, Jeezy, what do you have? I know you have a couple of things for the quickies today. What do you have for me today?
All right. If you remember, Crush, I talked about Bentley releasing a new model with a different engine in it a while back, probably a few weeks back. It has a V8
right.
in it. And it is announced. The price was announced, and it's going to cost between $180,000 and $200,000. Now, $180,000, that seems like that's still a little cheaper than what you'd pay for that 12-cylinder. So you're saving money, you're saving gas, and it's still going to pack that punch. And you get to keep that Bentley quality for sure. And Bentley also announced that they're coming out with an SUV in the near future. It's right now expected to drop in 2015. Seems a while away. But the best part about that is it's going to give you a chance to save your money, so you can be one of the first people in your neighborhood to have this. I've seen it, and I honestly think it looks a lot like if a Buick Enclave and one of those Porsche SUVs could have a baby, that's what this
right.
thing would be. So definitely interesting.
Wow.
I'm sure it's going to be really nice.
That was a great visual, by the way. I'm glad you said that, because that was a great visual.
Yeah.
So people would know. Yeah, definitely. And if you have a picture, whenever you can, post that up on Global 14. But that was a good description, by the way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely will as soon as I'm done here. I'd really like to see the inside of it, though. I can only imagine how that looks.
Right.
And while we're on the topic of cars, let's talk about Rolls-Royce for a quick minute. Rolls-Royce has released some information showing that there are more sold in Asia than anywhere in the world. While sales in North America grew 40%, they grew 170% in Asia and the Pacific area. I couldn't believe it was that big of a difference. I don't know what's so much different, but that's just got me saying, damn, 170% increase. And then this last story I have, this caused quite a stir in Hong Kong and had 1,000 people protesting outside of a new Dolce & Gabbana store that had just opened up. Now, a security guard had barred someone after they attempted to take a picture of the inside of the store, and this sparked quite an outrage because many people thought and felt that they had the right to take a picture in a public place such as that. They had very many people upset, and over 13,000 people had spoke out on the internet about the situation, and that led to 1,000 people protesting outside of the store. And Dolce & Gabbana still do not wish to have people take pictures on the inside of their store and not change their minds or stand there. But I couldn't believe that. They had 1,000 people protesting, and it's all over taking a picture inside the store.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Are you serious?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
1,000 people outside protesting?
Yeah, just over someone getting kicked out for taking a picture. Now, I know, like, if I go to the mall and I take a picture, they tell you to put your camera away. They don't want to see it. You're not allowed to take pictures in there. But
right.
I've never seen anybody get that pissed off over not being told you can't take a picture somewhere.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Oh, boy. Well, hey, you know, I don't see what this big deal about it is. Anyway, taking pictures anywhere you go, but I know that a lot of people definitely, sorry, I was reading something real quick. A lot of emails are coming in for some other stuff or other shows, and I'm sorry, I got sidetracked, but it just reminds me, like, you know, why are people so worried about taking pictures in the mall, in the store? Like, what kind of effect does it have if I take a picture of some shoes or something?
Yeah, you know,
or
anybody
shirt
can go
or
in
whatever.
And...
Hello? Hello, you still there? Deezy.
Yeah, I am going to break this damn phone. I'm so sick of my phone going on hold. They put the hold button right where your ear goes, and it is the dumbest thing. That is the third time it's happened to me today so far.
Wow. Yo, you know what? Speaking of phones, let me just say this. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stalling right now. Okay. So remember when I was telling you about my internet issue, my Sprint broadband card, and they cut off the unlimited plan, right? Just out of the blue. So I got $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, thank God I'm in L.A. because I signed up for Clear, and I have 4G unlimited data. Bang. All
you
over.
You got to have that unlimited data.
Yeah, unlimited. So now I am back in business. I no longer have to sit around and, you know, I can't stream my movies or nothing like that because, you know, one of the things that the Sprint reps told me is that I pretty much have to turn it off every time I'm not using it because it updates and it takes data every 30 seconds.
Crazy. Yeah, they're constantly on. That's what's ridiculous.
Yeah, so... with this Clear thing, there's no contract. You sign up for it. I'm paying $50 a month, and it's unlimited, 4G. So
that's such a good deal.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is just a California or L.A. thing. I don't know what it is. I was happy to get it, so I didn't check. But I will make sure that I post this on global14.com. Clear was saying that a lot of Sprint customers have already switched over to them because of this. So definitely, if you are listening and Sprint screwed you as well, check out Clear if you're in L.A., and I will post additional information on Global 14 after the show. All right? Well, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we are going to get into the spilled tea of the night. All right? Stand by.
Hey, to the life of all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah, I said you already know, yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com, I'm on that global14.com, shout out to all the life of
Now on global14.com. welcome to the party.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, right now, Renita, are you live with us right now? We're having some technical difficulty right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm live. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. So let's go ahead and get into the spill tea of the night. I know we're having some technical difficulty, so anyone that's listening, please stand by for that. And if we happen to get cut off, we will go ahead and post the spill tea on global14.com. So just stand by for that. Hopefully, neither none of us get cut off tonight. All right. All right, here it is, Renita with the spill tea of the night. Renita, what you got for me?
All right, lifers. It looks like divorce is starting to look good, or is going to look good for Russell Brand. It looks like he is getting his own late night comedy show on FX. Now, I mean, you divorce Katy Perry, and then a blink of an eye, you get your own show. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, he's funny and all, but I don't know if this will last. I personally think George Lopez is funnier, and his show got canceled, so that's all I got to say. We'll see how that goes. It also looks like Kathy Griffin is going to be getting her own talk show on Bravo. It's going to be one night a week, an hour show, and that's also going to have a mix of, like, comedy and talk show. So it looks like it may be the war of the comedians, so good luck to both. Rumor has it that Amber Rose is set to release her first single, and, of course, it's with her boo, Wiz Khalifa. It seems like Perez Hilton is the one that beat out all the bloggers. He is saying that he is going to be the first to have it. It's going to be worldwide exclusive, and Amber is saying that this song is basically telling her fans what she feels being famous is to her through her eyes. So this is going to be interesting, especially since she wears shades all the time. So I don't know how that's going to go. And then Birdman also wants to add more to the Young Money and Cash Money roster. So it looks like he says he's going after the vets. And we all know he already signed Busta Rhymes, which that was a major move. So Cash Money and Young Money are not playing with the industry right now. And then while Birdman focused on the vet, Wayne is going to focus on the new act. And we already see that's working good. Hello, Nicki Minaj, Drake, and now Tyga's on the come up. Like, I don't know. They are on fire. So they're just saying they're going to keep blazing through 2012. I cannot wait who they are adding. Birdman did want to set straight, though, that Lil B and Young Buck, they are fam, they are friends, but at this point, neither one is signed to Young Money or Cash Money like the blogs were reporting before. So,
who
would you like to see? I mean, because they are on a really good train right now. Who do you think they should sign next?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. I'm still a little bothered by this Common and Drake thing. That's just been, like, consuming my brain for a quick second. I don't know. I really couldn't even call it on that one. I haven't even thought about it. I can't even think of anyone
it's
now.
Funny that it's funny that you bring that up because sources were saying that Birdman was looking at Common before this beef between Common and Drake happened. So I don't know if that's why Common has a beef with Drake. I don't know if the deal went bad or what's going on. But another name was thrown out there, too, is that they might have been eyeing up Olivia because, you know, everyone thinks Olivia's talented. She's gone from G-Unit, and she just hasn't had that break since leaving G-Unit. So I hear her name is also thrown in the hat. So I don't know. I think Common might have been dope. I mean, Cash Money, Young Money definitely have the money. They're definitely backing their artists. I mean, a lot of people can't say that, and they are backing their artists. So I don't know. I think it would have been dope to kind of hear maybe a Drake and Common track, but at this point, you know, that's not going to happen in no near future.
Yeah, but you know what?
I can't see Common.
I can't see Common on no Cash Money label. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. It doesn't even, like, sound right. Common?
Yeah. I mean, could you see Busta Rhymes on their label?
Before Common, yeah. Like, if I had to pick and choose, I'd rather see, like, I could see Busta, but not Common, though. I don't know. Common is, like, to me, I know Common is a vet and everything, but I just heard that diss track, and I'm like, why did you even do that? Like, it's, yeah.
I mean, he straight up went and was like, called him a whole nigga. Like, he... I mean, I guess he's mad because, you know, Drake keeps going on these different stages at his shows and calling out Common, and Common is like, yeah, I put out the track, but I ain't going to be no punk either. But, yeah, I am also kind of shocked that Common is going back and forth with Drake. I don't know. I know he doesn't need the attention because he's Common, so that can't be it. I don't know what's going on. So, but
right.
We are going to stay tuned because I already know Drake. Since all of a sudden he's grown chest hair, I know Drake is going to come out with a reply. So this is going to be interesting. Can't wait to see. So, girl, for the day. Oh, and there, that lovely quack. I miss that quack, Jeezy. We haven't heard it in a while. I love it. It reminds me of the Affleck commercials every time I hear it. I love it. But you can also catch me, lifers, and listeners on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Roller. That's RockNRolla.
All right, lifers, welcome. Like I said, welcome all the new people on Global 14. We've just had, like, I think a lot of new members crash Global 14 pretty much and are now a part of the community. So welcome. What we're going to do right now is take a quick commercial break, and then we are going to come back with my interview with Faith Evans. I caught up with her last week. In between my move, as most of you guys know, I moved to L.A. I'm sitting here with my new puppy, who is sitting here consistently. Not only is he snoring, but he is over here farting as well, and it's really uncomfortable because I have to talk, and I have my mouth open. And he is sitting right next to me, knocked out. It's really ridiculous. But once again, like I said, coming up next, stay tuned. We have my interview from last week with Faith Evans. Talked to her in between her studio sessions. It's been very hard to get in touch with her because she's a very busy woman. But like I said, we do what we have to do to get the interviews, all right? Stay tuned. Global 14 Radio.
Ever loved someone who
Happy New Year.
Hi. How you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. You are a busy woman. We've been bugging the heck out of Jeremy to try to get you on the show, but we definitely appreciate you taking this time out to join us.
The last time something came up with my son, and I wasn't going to be done in time, and I just didn't want to keep pushing it back, so I said, let me just do it on a day when I know I don't have anything going on.
Well, it's not all understandable.
I'm in traffic on my way now.
Right. No, you are here now. That's all that matters. Definitely, like I said, we definitely, yeah, we appreciate you being on the show. I don't know if you remember me. I met you when you did the show in Berkeley. I was there with Q. I was back there with you guys, talking to you guys for a little bit.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a pleasure meeting you then, and then now having you on the show is definitely an honor. I loved your last album, Something About Faith. I hear you're back in the lab already. So when can we expect it to release?
This year for sure. This year for sure. I haven't really gotten that deep into planning the exact release dates and stuff, but definitely in 2024.
Okay. Well, look, I can't wait. I'm always eager to hear more from you. Your voice is amazing. To me, you've always sounded like an angel. Always love listening, especially live. Really love. Love listening to you sing. And definitely another thing that I want to congratulate you on is CJ is doing big things.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, he's really into this whole acting class. It's good to hear that, people like the work that he has done. But it's not something that we do, all the time. Right now, they're in school, and, if he gets a call to go audition for something and gets a call back, if he's doing good in school, then he can do it. Otherwise, not so much.
Well, one of the things, I'm going to say that I'm proud, because I was sitting here and I was watching, Everything Must Go, and I see him. And one of the things that I'm happy about is that he's not in the movie running around stealing nothing. but he had a role with Will Ferrell all up and through the movie. We saw him plenty through the movie, and it made me really, really proud. So congratulations to him and his family.
Thank you. I will be sure to let him know.
Yeah, trust me. When I saw it, I was just like, yes! He is not in this movie shooting nobody or nothing. He has a real role.
No. Yeah, I was really happy it was the type of role it was. He had a great time, a great experience for him to be able to work with somebody like Will Ferrell, of course.
Definitely. One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, is he choosing acting over music?
I wouldn't say so much. He does want to go into film. He wants to go to film school. That's what he's saying he wants to do in college. But he's very much into music, but it's not like he's trying to be a rapper or a singer. He could do a little bit of both. He's done it for fun before, but right now, it's not, I don't think, he listens to a lot of music, so he's definitely into music, but I think as far as him actually executing something and working on the craft, he definitely puts a lot more of that into the acting.
Oh, that's great. Definitely great. We're coming up on 15 years since Big has passed. Does CJ know how much his father's life and music, period, impacted the world?
He definitely knows that at this point. And I think when we, during the filming of Notorious, being in New York, being right there on Fulton, being with seeing them on a daily basis, as opposed to just seeing them when we're in town. And, just to see the whole, how everybody in the neighborhood, not to mention the fact that he's here to be in a film about his dad's life, which is, no small thing in itself.
Right.
So I think that definitely enhanced his awareness. It's anything that experience, you know, just seeing like, wow, this is really, you know, people really loved him, you know.
Right.
That was definitely what really enhanced it.
Wow. I can't imagine. This is giving me chills just to hear you talk about it and him experiencing that. Because you know we still all love and miss Big very much. One of the things that you know, recently a lot of stuff has come up in the news. But for you, you know, without going into all of that, because I know you're probably tired of it. But so much of your life has been on display to everyone, and you know. Sometimes I know you probably feel like, you know, can I get a break? But do you have any regrets? Because, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I know TMZ hit you up with the Tupac tape thing. And, you know, it's just like it just pops up out of nowhere. You know, do you have any regrets? Because your life is always going to, you know, people always are going to go back, you know, and they just don't. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like people don't let you live?
Well, you know what? Those are obviously people that don't know me, and that, you know,
right.
I mean, in terms of anyone who has a negative opinion or, you know, just, you know,
right.
I mean, I realize it's a part of life, regardless to whether I was a celebrity, quote unquote, or not. But
right.
It is definitely a lot, you know, it's compounded quite a bit when you are on display. But to answer something that you said, I mean, so much of my life, those are only certain parts of my life that are on display, and it's not always the actuality of it. But
right.
My real, you know, I'm the same me all the time, even in those particular situations that people think they know about. So
right.
I don't really, you know, I wouldn't say I regret it. It's just unfortunate that, you know, people, that's just a part of life. People tend to make judgments based on things they don't know. You know, have complete information on. So, I mean, and I've been through that before I was in the music business. So,
right.
I mean, it's, in many ways, I know that God kind of prepared me for it.
Right, right.
Because, you know, it didn't start with being in the music business. So, you know, I'm glad that I can look at, I mean, you saw my reaction even to the guy. I laughed because it was funny to me.
Right, I was just like, wow.
I found it quite funny and amusing that you don't even know me and you don't have, why would you even ask me that? Like, cause you think you know? Like, why would you think I know the difference?
Right,
but,
right.
You know, it's all good. It's what it is.
Yeah, isn't it amazing
all
how
good.
The media will do anything for a reaction? And, you know, I mean, some of us was just like, I wouldn't have been mad if she would have just straight cold cocked him. You know, it's like, really? He's just going to come up on me like that? For real? But, you know, like you said, you're prepared for a lot of the stuff that has been said for you. So, you know, pretty much you just brush
mm-hmm.
it off and keep it going.
Right. I mean, that didn't affect my day any differently. You know, I mean, people
right.
might think like, oh, I mean, you know, in some people's minds, like, well, I wonder how she felt after that. But it was funny to me. I laughed and made my way through security and jumped on my flight.
Right.
And I kind of forgot about it until people were like, you were on TMZ. Right.
Right. So one of the last things, because I know you're on a tight schedule, you know, I wanted to ask you, what has been the greatest lesson you have learned in your life, period?
Wow. Okay, you know what? And I think this has kind of been a phrase that I put in one of my songs that I've been using quite a bit lately because, you know, many situations, you know, we all, different circumstances, different
right.
reactions to circumstances, you know, can lead to judgments for people. But I truly believe that if you're coming from the right place, you can't go wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Which could answer a whole lot of those things, to fall under a lot, you know, all of those umbrellas, you know. Like I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they were like, you know, saying what someone did in response to something, and she should, you know, they were saying the person was wrong. I'm like, but you don't really know what she meant by it. She could have been really thinking, you know, she could have been coming from a good place, and it just wasn't thinking
right.
that way, you know. And
yeah.
So, you know, I just like to say that, you know, when you're coming from the right place, you can't go wrong. Whether you feel like what I did at this time wasn't the right thing to do, if in my heart I felt like it was, and God knows it, then that's all I need to worry about, you know.
Right. You know, that's funny that you said that because I've been going through the same thing and transitioning into the new year, and you know, it's kind of like you have to set your own. You can't wait for other people to set you up for success. Period. Whether it's a friendship, a career, or anything, you need to live your life. You need to live it honestly. You know, say how you really feel about anything. And like you said, you know, if that's how you really feel, then stand by it. You know, and if some people don't accept it, then it's just kind of like, okay, well, I don't know what to tell you because this is how I really feel.
Right. From my heart.
You know, so, okay, well, let me go ahead and go about my day. You can sit there and think about what I just said, but this is just, you know, this is me, this is how I feel. Not to be, like you said, not to be so harsh, but sometimes if it comes out that way, that's just how it comes out. But I definitely, I agree with you. Well, I also noticed on your site, you have this cruise coming up, the Family, Friends, and Faith cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so you got a lot of people. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's actually 3 days and two nights, leaving from Long Beach, California, going to Ensenada, Mexico. But it's designed basically for my fans and friends and family to come out and hang out with me. We got Joe Torre, Farnsworth Bentley. It's going to be two concerts, so in addition to lots of other activities and, you know, little lounges, it's kid-friendly. We're going to have merchandise, you know, karaoke, jam sessions, open mic. And I'm actually doing two concerts, one of which is going to be like, my regular Faith Evans hour and a half set list, and then another concert with me performing songs that I don't typically perform, that fans usually, you know, screaming out, sing this, sing that, and I'm like, that ain't in the show. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and anybody that's interested can log on to faithevanscruise.com and check out, get all the information. The good cabins are selling out. It's not already sold out, like the suites and stuff, so, you know, that's why. And hit me on Twitter at Faith Evans. I changed my Twitter name from Ms. Dunaway to at Faith Evans because we thought that the person that had the name really had the name, but it was a fan, so we were able to get the name back.
Isn't that amazing how Twitter, how much Twitter really matters as far as networking, social networking, and promotion and stuff?
Right. It does. I mean, you know, it's not like I find myself just randomly on there. Sometimes I might see something and, you know, somebody compliments me and I'll say thank you, but I'm not necessarily on there expressing my feelings for the day. But if I need to share something, get in touch with someone, or vice versa, you know, totally, you know, can't be mad.
No, you can't. Well, like I said, it was an honor to have you on the show tonight. We want to make sure that anything that your team has, send it our way. We will promote it for you, put it on Global 14, and make sure that everyone is, pretty much keeps up. We're going to keep up with you because hopefully when you release your new album, you will come back on the show. We can definitely talk about that then.
Absolutely.
But
I got some new music, whether the album is ready or not. I mean, maybe I might need to let y'all, you know, give y'all an exclusive.
I got you.
I don't know.
All you have to do is tell Jeremy to send it, and I'll play it. I got you.
Okay. Jermaine. His name is Jermaine.
Jermaine? I'm sorry. Jermaine, I've been messing up your name.
He's a little bougie. He's a little bougie with it.
Yeah, I can tell. Tell Q I said hi. I will see her soon. That is one of my good
friends. I will, and thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, again, I apologize for the delay, but, you know, we got it. We got it done.
Like I said, you're here now. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you the best.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. God bless
you. Me, you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Once again, lifers, as you can see, that was a quick interview with the beautiful and talented and, I mean, icon that she is. That voice has always been amazing. A lot of us grew up on Faith Evans' music. in that era of Bad Boy and Biggie. So definitely that was a quick interview. But like I said, we will get the interviews no matter what, whether they're pre-recorded or not. We will make sure we bring you great interviews like the one we just had today. All right? So if you have any questions at all, hit me up at Crush on Global14.com. If you want to be a part of this wonderful show that we have built, like I said, we now have 5 shows running. I guarantee by the end of February we will have 7. And if you continue, you know, to support the show and you want to be an intern, especially if you're in the L.A. area, come check me out at Crush on Global 14. That's the only way you can get in touch with me. At this point, you have to go on Global 14. You have to be a member of Global14.com, all right? What I want to do is we're going to play our song of the day by Chris Valentine, Nobody Like You. That comes from the Puppet or Dump It group, which every day we will be featuring a new song for the Puppet or Dump It group. You guys will keep telling you, we're not playing on Global 14. There's a lot of opportunity on there, a lot of networking opportunities. Make sure if you have original music, make sure you post it in the Pump It or Dump It group, all right? And if you have any questions about the group, hit up Ash and Ben and Onyx. They will be online. They're online pretty much all the time, so there's no reason why you can't get in touch with them, and they will explain rules if you're confused about anything. So once again, tonight, Chris Valentine, Nobody Like You, the song of the day from Global 14.
That's finally down to ride for me. Everything I wanted, gave me everything I need. It's the perfect time, we right where we supposed to be. We don't understand, or maybe just too blind to see. Every moment I'm with you, baby, you don't have a clue of how much this means to me. From beginning to the end, but we started out as friends. Two of us against the world, don't let them win. True love don't come around all the time. And this I know for sure, but I ain't never felt like this before. Should take the ball, but take time. Just because we moving fast don't mean we gotta press rewind.
No, nobody, ain't nobody like you. Got me falling for you. Ain't nobody like you. No, nobody, shut it down.
Fulfill her dreams is my mission.
You know what I mean.
Holding on, it's a rough, trying to make you work. You're the one that I want, so I put you first. Never mind what you had, girl, that's all in the past.
Right now's the right time, make it last a lifetime.
Giving you
everything that I
had. Racing for the top spot, feeling like I hit the jackpot.
Let me take you up high.
Lay back and chill with me. I'm glad you came into my life.
Yeah.
one, like I said, that was the Global 14 Puppet or Dump It Song of the Day by Chris Valentine, Nobody Like You. Like I said, Monday through Friday, we will be playing songs from the Puppet or Dump It group. They will be selected and we will play. Please pay attention. Your song could be next. Once again, this is LTL for Life, Global 14, everything. I want to welcome, once again, everyone that has joined Global14.com. And stay tuned. Like I said, there's so much more ahead for this year for Global 14. Like I said, this is LTL for Life, baby. Good night.
So death.